You guys just got back from Japan, right? Like, not that long ago?
Yeah.
Fuji Rock, yeah.
What the heck is Japan like, and did you ever think, like, we're going to be big in some country where, you know, nobody really speaks English or anything? It's just, like, were people singing the songs back? How was Japan?
It was crazy. Yeah, it was the first time we'd been over there, and we got some extra time in Tokyo, so we got to feel it out a little bit. But, yeah, it's a pretty unique experience. Like, everyone was so nice. The city's amazing. The show went really well. We, again, had no expectations because we had not been over there. But we brought out the full drum line, brought out all the production, and I think it went really well. I think, yeah.
Yeah, Japan was like awesome a bucket experience. List moment, like whether or not music was a part of it. I mean, yeah. I've always wanted to go there. It's kind of like a dream. And just to be able to go there because of music has just made it even more exciting. And yeah, I had a blast there. The festival is like kind of like Coachella of Japan, so it was really, really cool.
Yeah.
Any Idea actually played right before us on a different on the main stage.
Oh yeah.
Yeah.
Now you guys have played obviously tons of festivals over the years. There seems to be a bit of uncertainty with one that I think might be closer to your hearts, with Sasquatch.
Oh yeah.
Like it might not be happening.
I don't think it is going to happen anymore. They pretty much sent out a letter saying it's done. But that was like my upbringing. Like I went to college. We went to college at Western Washington University, and that was something I did every year.
I think that might have been our first festival we ever played.
Up in the gorge.
Early in the tent stage there.
Do you think we're gonna start seeing like less festivals now?
I don't know. It's been such a big thing. The bubble is bursting a little bit. I don't think it's bursting in a massive way, but just so many people are starting festivals now, and I think it's really difficult to stand out because they're just like can become such a big money making thing. Everyone's kind of going for it.
Yeah, and Sasquatch, they tried to do that two weekend thing.
Oh yeah,
remember that right after Coachella started, and they're like, we can do it too, and I think that was. Since then, they had to cancel that second weekend. It's just been a steady kind of decline. I'm not sure exactly what happened, because it is a great... The setting there is
insane. The gorge doesn't get much more beautiful
seriously.
For Latin music.
Yeah, maybe it's a little... Not the best time of year, because it can rain here and there. But again, I mean, no one really cared about that being from Seattle.
That was like the Seattle-defining music scene was a lot around Sasquatch.
Yeah, Sasquatch. I remember seeing, MIA, LCD... Some of the, like, the defining acts.
You still have Bumbershoot, though.
We still got Bumbershoot.
Bumbershoot's great, too.
It's definitely a little different because you're not camping.
Yeah, it's in the middle of the city, right?
Yeah.
Like, and do they use Key Arena? Like,
yeah, you're in, like, a stadium, like a football stadium.
So they use Key Arena for one stage, and then they use, what is it? It's, like, the UW, basically, where they play football, or they had played football for a while. And, that's kind of the main stage. But yeah, that's an iconic. I remember seeing Kanye there right before he kind of blew up. That had to be like 6 or 7 years ago.
Damn. Well, shoot. You guys, you know, obviously have a ton of collaborations on your records. What is it that makes you like want to collaborate with someone? Do you like target people? Like, yeah, we want, you know, Zero. We want Leon Bridges. Like, were you targeting, or did it just sort of like happen where someone sent an email like, yeah, sure, let's do that?
I think a lot of it is targeted. I mean, for the most part, a lot of the people we're going for have no idea who we are. So it's, I mean, a lot of those people gave us a big chance, which is great. But I think a lot of the time we're into so many different kinds of music, and we've tried to write with people that live more in the electronic space. And usually it just goes in a direction we're not really for. So we just find people we think like we could make something cool here, and it doesn't always work all the time. But when it does, then it's something really special. Especially, we love to try to like cross genres and blend things together that maybe shouldn't work, but find a way. I think that's usually where something rare comes from.
Now, I was reading that you guys would like to collab with Kevin Parker from Tame
Impala. Yeah, definitely.
We're huge fans.
Arctic Monkeys said the same thing this week, by the way. So everybody's trying to collab.
Well, he's on the new Travis Scott record. Yeah. I think he's got
Rihanna going on. Yeah, he's got a lot.
Have you guys started thinking about the next record yet? Like, you've been pretty much on tour for... a long time now, it seems like. Mm-hmm. But
tell me about it.
It's like the drones and everything have been cool, but like, are you thinking about like the record now?
We've been thinking about new music, not really a record. Mm-hmm. We're just kind of ready to reinvent ourselves again and just take time without like a goal in mind and just try making music. Like, the best stuff we ever made was us just goofing around in a basement when we first met, you know? So it's like we really want to go back to that place without pressure and just try to find sounds we really enjoy.
Yeah, be on the road. You kind of, writing is such a thing where you gotta practice it, and so when you're on the road, you just don't have that opportunity to kind of be in that mindset every day. So we're gonna have to go back and basically relearn how to write again. which is, can take a while.
Yeah. Well, we're ready for it, whatever it's going to be, whenever we get it. And what's, you went to Western Washington University?
Western Washington University.
What's the mascot?
Well, we don't have a football team anymore. While we were there, the football team got cut. Yeah. Pretty crazy.
We were the Vikings.
We're the Vikings. Yeah.
Okay. So, like, I have a weird thing with college mascots where I don't forget them. So, so like, yeah, go Washington State Cougars. Go, you know, I know it's the Huskies, Washington. Nice.
Every once in a while, in the weirdest place, like, all over the world, someone will say, go Vikings, so, which is pretty hilarious.
Yeah.
It's like, that's when it only comes in handy, when I see someone walking around with, like, a Southern Illinois sweatshirt. I'm like, yeah, go Salukis. And, like, you go there? I'm like, no. No.
Absolutely not.
Like, I just have a weird knowledge.
I hate the place.
Yeah. So, that's what I do in my spare time. But thank you guys for joining me today.
Thank you.
I'm stoked for the set. Welcome back to Outside Lands, by the way.
So, yeah.
Main stage. Right after your sandwich between NERD and the weekend. So
No big, no pressure.
Thank you guys.
Thank you, man.